that the Yochid has to know who he is, what he's Gadlus or, what his Milus or, what his Chesrenus or, what the unique thing is in the world for. So we said, so too, every generation has unique qualities because they have unique tafkidim and they need to express that in a unique way. We brought the Iker from the Yud Gimel Ikarim of Mashiach, of Bias HaMashiach. And we said there's two parts to it. There's the Imuna, that Mashiach will come. But there's also the Maisa. The Maisa of that is that Shani Mechakeloi. And we said, we brought from the Rambam, that a person doesn't, he's not waiting for Mashiach, he's a Kaifa B'Iker. Do we have to understand why that is? I believe Mashiach is going to come. I fully know that Mashiach is going to come, and I believe in the concept of Mashiach, but I'm not waiting, so I'm now a Kaifa B'Iker. It's full blown imuna.
But we have to know what that means.
That's right. Good. Yeah. Well, that's what the question is. The question is telling you, you don't know what it means. So we're trying to understand what it means. We'll be able to answer the kasha. Every kasha is like that, no? No? Every kasha. That's what a kasha is. It's telling what you don't understand.
Some are more simple than.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Let's ask a few more questions and then we'll try and answer this and come to some clarity and see what that has to do uniquely with this generation. You'd have been waiting for Mashiach since Chovim Bayis Sheini, since Adam Arishon. The top of Kuf Mem, Yeser Al Ken V'Kiyesh Yehudi Sheini Mechakel Abiyas HaMashiach. There's a Jew that's not waiting for Mashiach. Shigoylo So Mitzarosov, that's going to take away Tzoros. Who's not waiting for Mashiach? Rekohab Sevel Anoivi, we're suffering so much. Umi Eini Reitze Shiyov HaMashiach. Who doesn't want Mashiach to come? Umidibra Ramba Mashmash Adam Sha'inu Machakele Doigu Bashita Kolshu.
I just thought when you said Sivlot, you said suffering.
Sevel,
suffering. So Rabbi Ilamansuri translates it also as tolerance. He's not coming because of the tolerance of. We're accepting the situation as it is and we're quite happy with it.
That's an ask chop, is that what he said? He's talking about Sevel, the load. Sevel is sablan. What's a sablan? He's somebody that carries a load, the burden. Sevel maybe is burden, not suffering, yusurim. Of course, that's what a sablan is. He's somebody that tolerates a load. That's why he doesn't drop the fridge when he's walking up 20 flights of stairs with the fridge on his back. He's don't drop it. That's not the mashmois of the word, yeah. We'll see why Mashiach's not coming. Because we don't know why we want Mashiach to come. That's why he's not coming. Let's see. The matarano is al shalos eilu aleni b'pchoin es atzmeinu b'chanot. We have to examine ourselves. Anu be'emes machakel Mashiach. We really waiting for Mashiach. You waiting for Mashiach?
Yes.
You waiting for Mashiach? Everyone's waiting for Mashiach. Let's see. You might be in for a surprise.
I actually have a question about that. We understand when Mashiach comes, you don't have the Yetzirah and the.
You will have a Yetzirah when Mashiach
ability
comes.
To overcome it.
You will have a Yetzirah when Mashiach comes, I guarantee you.
But not like we have now.
Same as Adam Rishon I had before the Chet.
I understand, but we get more schar from mitzvahs.
I'm not in the world for schar. I have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to do. Adam Rishon wouldn't have got more schar. He did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do than we're going through now. Who says? I don't know. Big machlokes in the Rishonim, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes.
I'm not going to lie, I don't want to be on this level when he comes.
You don't want to be what when he comes?
On this level when he comes.
Whose level? This level. Level. You're not going to be on this level when you come.
No.
Somebody showed me yesterday, it's Mufurisha Navi, when Mashiach comes, we'll all be Naveen.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how we paskin, but there's certainly there's a shit in the Navi, in Yoel, that says when Mashiach comes, we'll all be Naveen. The Gemara says we'll all be Tanoim, whatever. Whatever. Oh, Molo, so that's what you need Mashiach for. The Mashiach comes, what you need Mashiach for? You'll have a Shem.
We don't know.
We talk about things we don't know. Don't know. We have to understand what's it got to do with me now, not what's it got to do with me when he comes. When he comes, he'll come. We'll deal with it. We'll ask him, and then he'll tell us. Let's first find out why if I don't wait for Mashiach now, Makoy Fadika now. We're really yearning for Mashiach. I'm Ola Gaiti Shani Roy Lazakos Lakabalis Ponon. Do I really feel worthy to be able to meet Mashiach? But I call up Tanoim Amarim, Asavaroim, Agoinim, Arishainim, Vachrainim, Lozal Mashiach. Tit Kainu Ramotche Bochu, Vit Palalu, Vitipa Vemes Libi Yosef Bokolyom. From the greats of the great. Tanoim Amarim, Goinim, Rishainim. Great, great Achrenim yearned for Mashiach, cried for Mashiach, down for Mashiach, and they weren't Zoyche. So, why should I be Zoyche?
Our mitzvahs are worth more.
I don't know that. You're answering questions. I'm asking questions. You're answering questions. I don't answer questions. I ask questions. And you ask enough questions, you'll see the answer from the pattern of the questions that develop. If you try and answer the questions quickly, you won't ever find out what's going on. Our mitzvahs are worth more. This, that, it's the last drop in the bottle. There's lots of nice vatlach that answer this question. We have to get to the core and understand what's going on here. Nikach ledugma es doyrem shel moron abes Yosef v'arizal. Ein b'yecholoteinu l'tayeh es hoyd hakadmoini asher yechofef al ir ha-kodesh tzvat b'oise yomim. We have no way of understanding what was going on in tzvat with these giants were walking around. V'beit kneset echad הכנסו להם גדול לעולם ממצוג הארץ. הבס יוסף שימש כרב, this year was the Rav, החרדים מהשמש, the Shemesh in the Shul was the Baal החרדים. המשאר הקי רב שלמה אלקבץ היה חזן. Yeah, no, got the Omer, you know who you're talking about, רב שלמה אלקבץ. האשליך הקודש שימש כמגיד מישורים ועל גבי מורה נערי הקודש. It was in one Shul, that wasn't in the Mizrach. That was just like, those are the Balabatim in the Shul. Tikkun Chatzos was then was like Shachris for us. When was the last time anybody said Tikkun Chatzos? When was the last time I thought of a Tikkun Chatzos? Even during the 9 days, you say Tikkun Chatzos. The Marot calls Zeis, Mashiach lo yegia b'deira. Mashiach never came.
That's what I was going to say.
I know, you're answering questions. I don't want answers. I'm finishing off with question marks and you're trying to destroy the questions. With answers. Sorry. I don't want answers.
I didn't know what was coming.
We're asking questions. We've got another few question marks before we even start answering the question. We really believe Mashiach's going to come. He never came to them. And they, Yechasid Rishonim, were nothing. Yechasid Tanoim, I'm not about Dari himself, but Yechasid Tanoim? Haim Oila Datenu Shekaim Im Dvorim Shanachnu Musugolim Lahashlim Ulutaken Beim Tzoyisam Esoilam? We can metaken something that they know we weren't able to metaken? Bo'oid Shemoran Abes Yezva Kol B'nei Dora Kedoshi Vatoirim Lo Yochlu Lahashlim Ulutaken? אם איננו מוצאים סיבה אמיתית שבגין המשיח יסגל דווקא בדורנו, if we can't find a cause, a reason, what you're looking for, that because of that Mashiach will reveal himself דווקא in this generation, לחיירה אמונוסיינו וציפוסיינו ביוסף בכל יום אינו אלא כתיף, what? פיטפוט, מילים בעלמא. זה פק פק, זה... Good. And you really believe Mashiach is going to come to you when he didn't come to the Vilna Goy, the Chofetz Chaim? In the middle of Auschwitz, there were Goy making Jews making Yidden making matzahs and wearing tefillin, being beaten to death because they had tefillin on in the middle of Auschwitz. And that our mitzvahs, we're going to do it. We're going to pull it off. Moshe Lamad Avadayme, La'adam Oime ki umamtin betachanat autobus, L'matos shiyov yivirchenu, L'mechoiz chepzoi. You are standing at the Tachan Mekazit, you're asking, what are you doing for? He says, I'm waiting for the flight to London. Im yoichel ikvor ki hu be'emez mamtin l'matos? Is he waiting for a plane? He's not waiting for a plane. He's for a plane at the Tachan autobus, you're waiting, but you're not really waiting. Somebody who's really waiting for a plane finds out where the right place to wait is, and he goes and waits at the airport, doesn't wait at the Tachan Mekazit. He's talking nonsense. Lo kein mamtin l'matos. That's not how you wait for an aeroplane. Waiting at the airport might also better be the best place to wait for a matos today. It's also not guaranteed that you'll get one. Kamo kein binyaneinu. אם אין לנו תשובה ברורה שבגיננו זכאים שמשיח יבוא עלינו, if we don't have a real clear answer why משיח should דווקא come now, למרות שהוא לא בא לחופץ חיים, אין ציפי עושינו ציפי אמיתיס. We don't have a real genuine waiting for משיח, because there's these doubts swirling around. השאלה אם יש סיבה אמיתיס שבגינה אנחנו רואים לביאס המשיח יויסה מכל הדיירס, היא נשאלה חשובה ויקרניס ביויסה. This question, do we really have something that all the previous generations didn't have, that because of that Mashiach will come? That's what we need to find out. Get all the answers. Cool. Shkoch. B'matara levayas advarim, reishis nagdi mahu tochna amiti shel tzipia legula. Let's understand what the correct anticipation tzipia for gula is. לא תתוכן ציפייה אמיתיס לגולה כל עוד יהודי אינו מאמין כי הוא יהיה זה אשר יזכה לחוש את כבש האלוקים העצומה אשר תהיה בעיס ההיא. You can't say that a person has a genuine desire, yearning for gula, as long as he doesn't have emunah, כי הוא זה כי יהיה זה אשר יזכה לחוש את כבש אלוקים העוצר אשר תהיה בעיס ההוא. This enormous feeling of כבש אלוקים that he's going to feel then. מי שאין מחכה לביאס המשיח הרי הוא כיפה באמונס קדושת ישראל. If you're not waiting for משיח, you're כיפה באמונס קדושת ישראל. What? הוא אין מאמין כי הוא עצמו מיועד לגדולוס וניצוירוס. ליועס קלוסר של הקודש ברוך הוא. Because he doesn't believe that he is miyad, designated, that his destination is this godless, to be the color of a Kolish Baruch Hu. If he doesn't believe that now, and he doesn't understand there's something enormous missing, like you said, he's very tolerant, he's very happy with his situation right now. Amnam yesh lo po v'sham tzolus katanus ha-gadoilos. There's some tzoros here, there's some tzoros there. Ach boifen klali ledaito atoib, a matzav daitoiv. Pretty good. Not the worst situation in the world. But take care of this, take care of that, put more bucks, a bit more this, but by and large, my life's pretty cool. V'arai lekachi, ki shefaseinu hain katnes ninas... Whoa. Katnes v'ninasoyis. קולות של דייט של דייט הוא מסודר במעמוד החברתי והכלכלי. As long as in his mind he's מסודר in his relationships, in his business, ואין מצב הרוחני מטריד אותו במיוחד, his spiritual situation is really not bothering him that much. חוסר שאיף העוזר ליועס אבן נאמן לשם יסברך. He's lacking this yearning, this strong yearning to be an אבן השם. לרוץ לפון אוף כסוסים בין בצי המים. To mamash run in front of a kol ruchu like the susim that are running through the water. Kashem shirotsu lefon of avasein ha-kadoshim. Like the avos ran in front of Hashem. Huchosa gagoyim v'kisufim leyomim atoivim. Ben beis ha-mikdash omad al tila v'shchines ozeinu. Ha-isa mitgale lanu b'kol tifoto. He's lacking the yearning, the missing, the enormous desire for the Yomim Tovim when we used to go to the Beis Hamikdash and we saw the Shechina and it was revealed to us in all its glory. With this claim cut, with this looking at the world through physical eyes and saying, well, life's not that bad, you know. I daven three times a day, I got my daf yomi, you know, I learn a bit, I go, what are you shiach for? So he'll deal with the bank manager. But in the meantime, I'm still there with the bank manager. Yeah, some days are worse, some days are better. Panos is a bit of a struggle, but you look back 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, no one starved. Baruch Hashem, you know, we're all still here. This life's not that bad, you know, could be worse. You know, Baruch Hashem, I used to be in New York, and I'm in Yana, so, you know, so Baruch Hashem, it's much better here than in New York, that's for sure. And how bad is life? No, Baruch Hashem, Makom Masuda. That's what he's telling you. That's Mamash Kofi Beika. Lo Kainan Pe Advarim, it's on Misha Mamtim and Metzapel Yeshua Hashem. Someone who's Mamash waiting and yearning for Hashem's Yeshua. יודע שתפקיד המטרוסו בחיים האם להיועץ כאברם אבינו כמו איש רבינו. He knows that he's supposed to be like Avram Avinu. And he looks at himself in Ruchnius, he knows how hard he's tried, whatever, but we'll only give him a feeling to Avram Avinu's, the bottom of Avram Avinu's toes. Moshe Rabbeinu. Ach ma yese, she aguf achoyim li bechevra sayetze, v'shibud malchus, einim noistim lo, beteh, es ha'ava go'ashes beliboy. But what can I do? The matzav we're in, the body that I'm in, the door that I'm in, the matzav that I'm in, doesn't allow me to express and fulfill my spiritual yearnings. Like we mentioned before, person's spiritual yearnings have to be infinite. Ah, but what can I do? My physical situation, the shibus almost has short sorship. Is it not a telly? So any moitzamokum latzmoy. Who oimed umamtin bekilion anay? Mataya vo vere pneelokim. He's standing there. When am I going to see Mashiach? The bank manager, I'll deal with all the things that zelo abayasheli. All the physical problems and tzoros and tzagidul bonim and tzagidul this and tzadet and this, all the esen isoyne zelo abayasheli. My baya is, when am I going to understand it? When am I going to be able to understand the ketzos the way I'm supposed to understand? We're not be able to understand it in Bikiva Eger. When am I going to understand one Rashi in Chumash properly? Mataoichel la'ares leboireilem es oitzem avosi alav. When am I going to express, actualize the enormous love that I have for Hashem? B'kol yom k'shushoif lisalot. Every day that he yearns to elevate himself, he takes 3 steps forward, 4 right back, 2 forward, 3 back. Then he's waiting for Mashiach to come. That's when he'll reveal the enormous godless and the emunah Torah that he has and the yearning that he has for Hashem. That means a person wants to do what Hashem wants. We want to do the rotzon Hashem, but I lo yochol. When Mashiach comes, I'll be able to. That's what I'm waiting for.
Does that mean he'll be able to do it better than he can? Today we can also do rotzon Hashem.
I cannot express my ava and my inner yearning and desire to express my love for Hashem. I can't do it properly today.
Not properly.
Mashiach comes, I'll be not properly. Very far. When Mashiach comes, I'll be able to express it fully. That's why we need Yom HaMashiach. We need Yom HaMashiach for, think about it. If what you're saying is correct, there's no need for Yom HaMashiach. It's going to calculate everything. It's going to mess up everything. Yom HaMashiach is when we'll get back to the level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet, and we'll be able to do what we were supposed to do initially. All we're busy doing now is masakening the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So we can get back to Adam HaRishon before the Chet, so we can do what he was supposed to do before the Chet. We're able to fulfill what we were supposed to fulfill. What will be with Mascha? What will be with this? What will be with my panos or whatever? I don't know. We'll have to see. Someone very involved in Kiruv, he asked his Rebbe, when Mashiach comes, what's going to be with my panosah? When Mashiach comes, I'm going to be out of work. So what do you normally tell a guy like that? Mashiach will work it out for you, don't worry. His Rebbe was very clever. He turned around to him and said, I know, what can I do? But it's good for Klal Yisrael. It's a powerful answer there. You're right, you'll be out of a job. No, you wouldn't give up a job for Mashiach to come. And the guy went to his Rebbe, he told him, listen, this work that's got this job and I'm under so much stress and lachatz, I don't know what to do. So the Rebbe said, I'll give you a bracha, you'll get fired. You come in, you're kvetching on complaining about your job, you got this stress, that stress. If that's what's bothering you, I'll give you a bracha, get fired. You want any more stress left and everything will be fine. That's what's bothering you, your job. So get rid of the job, see if your stress goes away. No, you're talking. The Moridika Marshall, yeah. It sounds like a cute story, it's very funny, but this Marshall's Mo'odamok. And if you're honest with yourself, you realize we all this guy. Mesaprim Alechet Megdoyle Israel, Shedakr Bakoyde, Shayisel, and Soyam, Vipam, Lepar, the Kvarim, the Dachim, Vayim, Mizgoyre, Yudim, Pshutim. You have the traveling rabbi, you know, he goes from village to village and whatever. And wherever he goes, he's Chizuk, he gives the Shir, Shabbos, you know, in the Shul, he gives the talk there, whatever. The country rabbi in South Africa, the guy's called the country rabbi. All the little outlying villages and whatever. And he talks to simple Jewish Isaac Blaponosan, the farmers, Ubagid Lifes, Babamas, the guys, you know, they got chickens and cows and whatever, and they're working out in the farms. Kunasabamatala Khazekatimonosum Ludabe Alibon Ulunachamum. is to go and talk about imunah and give them chizuk and give them nechama. Their lives are very, very hard. Bachza pamim mipagash yehudi kafri shesevel tzoros rabot min hagoyim hatitroim. It wasn't easy for a yid in those days to make a panosa. He had, you know, he was on the poritz's land, and then the goyim used to make his life a misery. So yeah, he served terrible suffering from the goyim. He said, you don't have to worry. Soon Mashiach is coming, and he's going to take us all to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll be finished with the goyim, and everything will be wonderful and beautiful. Mamash gavaldik, Mashiach is coming. We'll have a Beis HaMikdash, you know, Kefet's going to be, you don't have to worry about the chickens and whatever, you'll be in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. This simple poshut yid said to the Rav, 1 second. It sounds, what you're saying sounds like a good idea, you're offering me a nice idea. Well, what's going to be with my farm when Mashiach comes? I'm going to get to Israel with the farm. I'll just leave my chickens and my behemoths, Yahefka. What am I going to do with them? I have to speak to my wife and ask her. I don't know, there's not a poshut what you're offering us here. What's going to be with the farm? Let's see if she agrees. I don't know. You have to ask your wife. By the way, that's a good lesson. You have to ask your wife. Lachazman ma'achoza kifi im tshuvosa ha-go'inis shel rayosei. He came back with this mamash go'inis dikateretz, this solution from his wife. He matzir tshiyeis v'kashilem lazoves ha-meshek. She's suggesting that since it's going to be very hard for them to leave their farm, שהצדיק יבקש מהמשיח שיקש את הגויים לארץ ישראל וניח להם כאן לטבו במשך. The problem is the goyim. So with Mashiach, when he comes, instead of taking us to Eretz Yisrael and leaving the farm here with no one to look after it, take the goyim to Eretz Yisrael, yeah, and we'll stay here and everything will be fantastic. Those will be Gan Eden. We'll have our farm with no goyim. That's perfect. Sipu zema lechiuch al svateinu. It brought a smile to everybody, yeah? Good. If you're honest with yourself, we all like this guy. So his wife. Kasher asoga oides bias haMashiach mitzamet zemes legeula min hasevel umyisura hagolus bilvad. We are yearning for Mashiach is only that he'll take away the sevel and the yisurim that the golus is causing us. I've got these and these problems, otherwise my life would be fine. Just take away these problems and everything will be fine. Yeah, someone's got a refuah problem, Rahman al-Slan, someone's got a chinuch problem, whatever the problems are, take them away and everything will be gilvaldik. $20 million, this whatever I want. We need to raise the level of anticipation of our yearning for Mashiach. The Maidika Maisa, this Maidika Maisa. I once worked out a solution to the world's problems. You take the Schwarzes from South Africa and you bring them here to deal with the Arabs, and you put the Jews in South Africa. No? Anybody ever been to South Africa understand why that's not the chosen land? Probably too much Gashmas. The Ponovitcherov said that Cape Town is so beautiful, the Ponovitcherov, that Torah will never be Toifis there. And he was right. All the Kirov and whatever that happened in South Africa was revolutionary, which never happened anywhere else in the world. They try to do that in Cape Town. It was a lolach. Torah was never toifus in Cape Town. Ponovitch was said because it's too beautiful. That's why South Africa couldn't be the chosen land. But it was a perfect solution. Let the Arabs deal with the Schwarzes. We'll see how they cope.
Take the Arabs to South Africa.
Oh, so that might be. Yeah. That's going to happen. Mashiach comes. That's probably still going to happen. Yeah. Yeah, just leave me enough Schwarzes to take care of all the day-to-day problems. So you need a few Schwarzes, and that's it. Mesapim shiyudi echad nichnas el admo mikotsk schusa yogan aleinu v'tinen lefana v'saru ki yesh lo bayot emuna v'yehuri kfira mitganavim lamoichoy. Came to the Kotzka, very brave, got to go to the Kotzka with one of these. And the Kotzka was renowned for his sharpness. What's his problem? He's got this tzar because he's got problems with imuna, and he's got hirik kfira. He's got all sorts of strange heretical thoughts flying around in his mind. Onala Rebbe, gam ani einu mamin belokim. Kotzke said, I also don't believe in God. The guy was shocked. The Kotzke Rebbe just told you he doesn't believe in God. carried on the Rebbe. Be'elokim shalcha einenu ma'amin. Your God, I don't believe him. The way you've defined God, the way you've set up HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your eyes, that God, I also don't believe it. When our yearning and our anticipation and our gagaim for Mashiach is squeezed into, you know, take care of the bank manager and the few surim that I've got to deal with, that's all it's about. I see lo hava Mashiach. The Mashiach and Mechakim, for that Mashiach we're not waiting. Hashi'ifas shelanu tzniches leis habe yoyse gedoylois. We have to sit down and expand our minds and our shi'ifas a little bit. What are we really waiting for? It has to include and have in totality all the essence of what Klal Yisrael and its relationship with Hashem has to look like. Why isn't Mashiach come yet? We're waiting so much for him. Gave him a bit of a sharp one. HaMashiach sha'ata mechaka lo af pa'am lo yagia. The Mashiach you're waiting for ain't ever going to come. V'ilu l'Mashiach sha'chein yagia. The Mashiach that will come. Mo'elam lo chakitelo. For him you never waited. You weren't waiting for that Mashiach. Hu Hashem anu Mashiach. Ain't no girl mitzaris for several grader. He's not coming out just to take away. He'll do that as well, Avada. That's going to happen. But that's not why we're waiting for Mashiach. Tzepiyah amitis l'mashiach hu tzepiyah lahakshim es kol ha-shi'ifas ha-ruchnias ha-bo'eres be'libeinu she'neinu matzlichlim lagishan b'shel tzav v'yisur ha-golos. The real reason why we're waiting for Mashiach is because when Mashiach comes, all those enormous yearnings and aspirations of spiritual nature that are burning in our hearts that we're not able to express will be able to be expressed. That's why we're waiting for Mashiach.
How?
When Mashiach comes, you'll be able to express those. If your yearnings and your shi'ifas for your ruchnias is to be able to carry on the way you are, when Mashiach comes, you'll carry on the way you are. But if your yearnings are to be like Avram Avinu, and you're saying every day, Masai Igiyo Maisav Avram Avinu, Giyayom, that you'll be able to then go and actualize yourself and become like Avram Avinu.
So I think when I was growing up in high school, a true picture of what the world would look like when Mashiach comes was not painted for anyone. Just Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shleimah
V'yaseh. Of course it wasn't. They didn't know what it was themselves. How could they paint a picture for you if they didn't know what it was?
How can you long for something as a kid, as a teenager growing up?
I don't know, there are no kids here. We all, everyone's in this room at the moment is being taught what they need to wait year and for. What happened 50 years ago, 60 years ago, I don't know. We have to work with them now. Ich weiß nicht. I don't know. How do I make myself yearn for it? Forget about the teenager. I've got to do it for myself. I'm not an askim. I'm not here to change the world. I'm here to change myself and fix myself up. Until I get that right and until I'm asking the questions about myself, I can't help anybody else. I don't have to fix up the mess out there. First, I have to fix up the mess here. When I've done that, then, okay. We'll see. We've got to get it right first. I can't go into the schools and expect the schools to do the job that I'm not doing myself with my kids. I'm going to the schools. I don't want anything from the schools. I hold the schools apart. Could be honest even. Don't know what I want from the schools. I know what I want from me. And I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So what can I want from the schools? Having said that, if you see something you can do to fix up the matzef out there, you have a chiv to go do it. Take the safer and then start learning it with somebody. Started learning with some bochim from Hebron. The bochim that comes every day are from Rubenstein's, we learn these sugyas. But he's only one out of 70. What about the other 69? I don't know. But yeah. But I know one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them as much as he loved me. And if he's opened up and he's giving me a bit of the truth and I'm able to connect it and I'm able to work it, he'll do it for them as well. Hashem's not leaving one Jew behind, I promise you. I'll bring them all home. The person has to first, you came in this world to learn and steig and grow and fix yourself up. You've got to do that first. Having said that, the Nefesh HaChaim says the only reason we came into this world is to help others. But you can only help others to the extent that you're helping yourself. If I'm not growing and I'm not working on myself and I'm not overflowing a little bit, I can't help anybody. So I think we first have to do that, and then we have to overflow a bit. Other than that, I don't know what the solution is. The Chofetz Chaim didn't know that the Haskalah was eating the biggest hole out of Klal Yisrael that had ever happened. And he didn't do something about it. How much did he succeed? He stopped the Holocaust. The Chofetz Chaim knew what the Holocaust was and he knew how to stop it. He was successful in stopping it? No. Same as us. We have to do whatever we can to stop the Holocaust. The Chofetz Chaim never stopped writing the Mishneh Berurah and being the Chofetz Chaim and doing what he was supposed to do in order to save Klal Yisrael. He carried on doing what he was supposed to do. How do we stop the Holocaust? First we have to get ourselves sorted out. We're also victims of that Holocaust, like you just said. Well, Giersman, now you know, now there are more excuses. You guys managed to finish off the preparation. We're going to have share in the morning, or you need more time?
I don't think we need more time.